And finally, Cuba criticized the United States yesterday for denying visas to Cuban intellectuals invited to a Soviet studies conference in the country. The Bush administration has restricted travel permits to Cuba as part of its efforts since 2004 to reinforce sanctions against Havana and press for political change under Cuba's one-party state. The Bishop of Orlando, Thomas Winski, has just returned from a trip to Cuba. He told us how the Catholic aid agency Caritas is trying to help the people of the island.
Caritas Cuba at this time has grown in great maturity, even though it works under great limitations and is still struggling to gain more space within Cuban society. It is a credible institution of the church, and it does embody the church's solidarity for the people of pain and the people in need. I think hope is the commodity most in need right now in Cuba. The fact that many people still are looking to realize a future outside of Cuba is one of the signs of how many people have lost hope for a future within Cuba. And I think the church is calling for Cubans to reconcile and to come together so that they can build a future for themselves and their children in the land where they were born.